In life, we all go through tough times, difficult times. Many Christians manage to handle such times of trial with God-given ability, but many do not. Satan, the enemy of our souls, will use these tough times to tempt us, to try to move us away from God, so that we attempt to make our own blessing. But God will use these tough times, these times of trials to test us, to try to move us toward Himself so that we can receive His greater blessings. Our first reading this morning is about Abraham offering up his son Isaac. This is a difficult scripture, a very difficult passage. How could God order the sacrifice of Isaac, the son for whom Abraham and Sarah had waited for so long, 25 years, the son of their old age? None of us want to take a human life. We would agonize if we were required to throw an executioner's switch. Taking the life of our own child would be unthinkable, unimaginable. This morning we come to the most difficult moment in the life of Abraham. We have seen Abraham struggle, but not like this. We have seen Abraham's faith tested, but this would be the ultimate test. What kind of father would put a knife to his son's throat? Even if God asked him to do it, more important, what kind of God would ask this? What kind of man would do something like this? A man, says verse 12, who fears God. A man who fears God. That's the heart of the matter. And as we say, that's the meat of the matter. Abraham fears God. That doesn't mean he was afraid of God. That's not what fearing God involves. It involves faith, hope, and love. Abraham had walked with God for decades and had learned to trust God completely. God had made promises and kept them. God had said, I will bless you incredibly. And he had. I will give you a land and a son. And God had done exactly that against impossible odds. Now, I want you to get very clear the difference between testing and tempting. It is so vital to understand this. God tests his people. He never tempts them. James in his letter says, God tempts no one. But God does test you, and the difference between test and tempt is this. When you are tested, it's to bring out the good in you. When you are tempted, it's to bring out the bad in you. The person who tests you is trying to get you to succeed. The person who tempts you is trying to get you to fail. God never tempted Abraham, but he tested Abraham, and God will never tempt you. He may abandon you to be tempted. That's the meaning of the phrase we have in the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. God tests us to prove us, to refine us, to make us better. Now, this was a test of Abraham's faith, his love, and his hope. The three greatest things we can also possess. Faith, love, hope. We can't understand the story until we grasp that fact. Abraham had learned over the years that he could trust God completely, even when God asked impossible things, because God had demonstrated over and over again that he could do impossible things. So when Abraham says to his servants in verse 5, "We will worship and then we will come back to you." Note that "we." He believed that. He truly believed and hoped that even if he had to kill his son, he and Isaac would come back together. And it makes the scripture interpret scripture. The book of Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 to 19. They tell us that Abraham believed that God would raise Isaac from the dead. Here is a man who really believed it when he said in verse 8, "God himself will provide the lamb," because God had always provided for him. Abraham had seen God's love and faithfulness demonstrated so many times that he trusted God completely, obeyed him without question, and loved his God more than anything else, even his son, his only son Isaac, whom he loved more than anything else on earth. That's what the fear of God involves, not fear, but love. He loved God perfectly, with all his heart and soul and mind and strength, because God had proven himself worthy of such love. And we have all the witnesses we need to trust the Lord. The proof that you trust the person, that you do what they tell you, it's no wonder that everywhere in the New Testament, Abraham is upheld as the perfect example of a man who trusts God so much, he would do anything he's been told. You know, I think God loved Abraham so much for his act of obedient faith, because God saw his own image in Abraham. That's why God made human beings, so that they might reflect the divine image, the divine nature. And God had waited so long to see that. It was lost when Adam took that forbidden fruit from Eve. But when God looked at Abraham, he could see his own reflection. God saw a father, and God is a father. God saw a father with his only son, and God is a father with his only son. God saw a father prepared to sacrifice his only son, and God is a father who prepared to sacrifice his only son. God saw his image in Abraham. And that was the test for Abraham. Abraham, are you prepared to be like me? And that's a test for each one of us. Are you prepared to be like me? Okay, so far we have seen Father Abraham. Let us quickly look at his son Isaac. Let me ask you a question. How old was Isaac when Abraham offered him at Mount Moriah? That's the kind of a Sunday school question. How old was Isaac when Abraham offered him at Mount Moriah? I guess most of us think he was about 12 years old. That's right. Most scholars put Isaac at this stage to be about 20 years old, but he was in his 30s. But he was in his 30s. We come to know this when we read further chapters in the book of Genesis, chapter 23 and 24. And that rings a bell. Jesus was in his 30s when he started his earthly ministry. Therefore, look at Isaac's obedience. He could have easily overpowered his old father and refused to go with him and carry the wood for his own burnt offering, and even laid himself on the altar on top of the wood. We see in Isaac the kind of picture of a son. Some scholars call it a type. Its original meaning is a model or a foreshadowing. Something that wasn't a real thing, but was like the real thing. And certainly when we see Isaac, we see a type, a model, or a foreshadowing. When the father put the wood on Isaac's back, we see a picture of Jesus going out, bearing his own cross to the place of execution. The picture becomes so clear that it doesn't take much to take it out, to point it out. Some have seen a 3 days journey from Beersheba to Mount Moriah, 3 years of Jesus' earthly ministry, during which Jesus walked with his father in that same land. This is the only passage in the whole of the Old Testament that hints that God demands a human sacrifice. But it also proves that Isaac wasn't good enough. The blood of the lamb and bull wasn't good enough. God had to send his own son to bear that burden of sin. But we can still ask that question, why does that involve such testing for old Abraham? Because there is a mysterious connection between faith and blessing. The story of Abraham teaches us that God chooses us freely and makes promises to us even before we believe. But then he gives us faith so that we can receive that blessing. As Abraham shows us, the secret of receiving God's provision is trusting God's provision. If Abraham had not gone on ahead and passed the test, he would not have seen the lamb or received that incredible blessing from God. So that isn't because God sits with folded arms and tight fists, growling, "Until you trust me, I won't bless you." It is rather that we can't receive the blessing until we trust. God says, "Trusting you is my decision. Trusting you is my decision. Proving me right is your choice." If we left to ourselves, we are closed, bent over into ourselves. We curl into a self-centered ball, protecting ourselves, defending ourselves, helping ourselves, burning ourselves, trusting ourselves to receive God's blessing. We have to open up, make ourselves vulnerable by obeying God, trusting that God intends us only good. God will not force us to open up and trust Him. Jesus, the picture of Jesus we have in the scriptures is of a gentleman. He knocks at the door. He will apply the warm pressure of his love. Usually that takes the form of pleasant experiences, but sometimes it takes the form of painful tests. He wants to move us to trust and obey and love him more than anything else, so that we can receive the blessings that flow from his fatherly hand, in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.